The Western Massachusetts-based grocery store chain Big Y Foods is building a massive new distribution center next to its corporate headquarters in Springfield. At 425,000 square feet with a footprint the size of 10 football fields, the new building will be more than twice the size of Big Y's current distribution center. The number of dock doors will increase from 19 to 53. The new facility, with a price tag of $46 million, is expected to be finished in about a year. It's designed to support the retailer's expansion plans for at least the next 20 years, according to Big Y President and CEO Charles DeMore.
And we think we can accommodate, you know, another 20 or 30, you know, or so supermarkets, continue our growth.
There will be state-of-the-art refrigeration systems in the new building to provide optimum temperatures for the short-term storage of various fresh foods, from berries to leafy vegetables, seafood brought in from the Boston piers, and baked goods.
This is not a warehouse. We don't try to warehouse product here. This is a distribution center. Product comes in and it goes out. It builds up during the week and then it lets down. And it has this like accordion effect with the delivery of product. So being able to bring product in, handle it appropriately, make sure that it's under the right kind of refrigeration is really, you know, the goal of this project.
In the summer months, it's a struggle for workers in the current distribution center to efficiently handle all the produce that arrives daily from Western Massachusetts farms, according to DeMore.
We had a consultant several years ago who said, gee, when you get to about 50 stores, you're going to really run out of space here. Well, we have 70 stores, 70 supermarkets today. So we talked to him recently. He says, boy, you've really sweated that asset. So, a lot of juggling and a lot of hands. So this will make us that much more efficient.
Big Y looked at several locations as possible sites for the new distribution center before deciding to build next to its headquarters on Roosevelt Avenue, on land it bought in the mid-1990s that was being used for employee parking.
The proximity to the Mass Pike, where we can go east and west, the proximity to 91, where we can go north and south. It's just a great location and a great hub for us.
In January, the Springfield City Council approved a property tax break for the Big Y project that will save the company about $4.6 million over a 10-year period. The deal calls for the company to create 32 full-time jobs. Mayor Dominic Sarno praised the privately owned grocery chain for the jobs it provides and its support for local cultural and educational organizations.
This is just wonderful and well-respected family and well-respected grocery chain, not only in the area, but really in the nation.
Rick Sullivan, the CEO of the Economic Development Council of Western Massachusetts, said because of its local management, local decision-making, and purchasing from local suppliers, Big Y has a multiplier effect on the region's economy.
A dollar spent with Big Y goes 3, 4, 10-fold here into our economy, and that is just so important.
The new distribution center will employ 124 people, according to Big Y. The company's total employment, full and part-time, is about 11,000. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.